This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. Great to have you with us today on this Thursday. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3, The Fan, joined by two-time Stanley Cup champion Craig Ludwig. How are you, my friend?
I am very good, Gavin. How's it going with you?
All right, so let me ask you this. At this point of the NHL season as a former player, did the legs get tired or did they get fired up knowing that the playoffs are right around the corner?
I would say, especially where if you're the Dallas Stars or Colorado or Minnesota, there's no excuses for not being at your highest level. There's nothing in stone. You don't want to – typically you would – love to finish first in your, in your division. You don't want to start on the road. So I think if you're the Boston Bruins, that I think as a coach, that's a little bit more challenging, even though then that always goes down to your core group of guys. But I think when there's something on the line every single day, it shouldn't be that hard to motivate your players. And I think that, typically by now, you know exactly what your team is, you know who your players are. And I'm sure there are some coaches, Rick Bonus being one, maybe in Winnipeg, that's concerned where his team is at. Paul Maurice in Florida. Some of those teams that they expected a lot. And with Winnipeg kind of sat near the top of the standings for a good portion of the year. Now they're teetering on not making the playoffs. There's a little bit more concern, same from the players, but I think when you're in the hunt, it's just another day of working and, trying to get yourselves in a good spot for the start of playoffs.
So Minnesota goes into Colorado last night, massive win for the Wild, and they just continue to roll. They're on top of the Central Division, 3 points up on Colorado, as well as the Stars. Stars technically move into second place, but clearly Saturday night's game against the Avalanche will be, I don't want to say the difference maker, but will have a great impact on who finishes second, who finishes third, or who finishes first. But I wanted to ask you, because I talked to Joe O'Donnell, the voice of the Wild, the other day, and we were talking about what was making the Wild so special, and you have a relationship with Billy Guerin. He's done a great job there as GM, just kind of rebuilding the team what he thinks is the right way to go. And they're doing this with Kaprizov. In your career, was there ever a time where one of your top scorers or a star on the team went out, everyone steps up, playing well? And how tough is it for that person to get? I'm not saying that they won't be back. Obviously Kaprizov gets inserted right in, but does it change the roles?
I don't think that's the one thing you don't want, is want players to step outside of who they are. I mean, I think when that happens, guys may tend to do a little bit too much and try a little too hard. I think that's the beauty of having a team. And I mean, you mentioned Billy, you just look at Billy Guerin has pieced his team together very similar to a lot of the teams that and how I was used to being part of Montreal, Dallas, Billy being part of some Stanley Cup winners too. There's a difference in the regular season and the playoffs. And I've never understood, and we've talked about this, how teams don't want to play your 82 games the same way you're going to play game 83. When you get to playoffs. And so what Billy has done is, one of his moves early was to bring in the defenseman Middleton. Then he goes out and gets Ryan Reeves.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the Kaprizov injury, this team hasn't lost a regulation game in 21 games.
I know. It's amazing.
Well, they're, but the Kaprizov thing, I would imagine everybody in Minnesota, inside the organization, were going, uh-oh. And because prior to that, the only guy that was scoring from Minnesota was Kaprizov. And when that guy goes down, you're going, all the moves, all the direction that we're trying to move this thing into the playoffs, now we got a scratch and claw. But what happened, and I'm sure, you know, and again, I think if you're the coaching staff, if you're especially Billy Guerin, your answer is going to be, oh, I knew our guys could step up. Well, I don't know if you know, now they'd be easy to say that. But the good news is they've done all of this without their best player in the lineup. And so your only fear, I would say, is because they were leaning on him so much for the majority of the whole season prior to him getting hurt. The only fear is like, Kirill's back. All right. You know, and that's now, and I promise you that there's internal conversations about this going on. Like whenever he's going to be back in the lineup, this is only going to make us a better team. We stay on the track that we're on. Now we insert or reinsert our biggest weapon, and we should be this much better. You know, we should be, instead of being a 18-1 favorite to win the cup or whatever they may be, that should just catapult them up. And it doesn't really matter what's being said on the outside of the room. It's how everybody thinks on inside the room. And that's all they really care. And I'm going to tell you, with guys like Guerin and Dean Evanson, and I don't know if you got to watch that whole game last night or you did, but that's a regular season game. Yeah, they're all important at this time of the year. But Dean Evanson, the head coach of the Wild, looked like he just won the third round going to the finals. That just shows you the fire that him and his coaching staff and how they feel about this team right now. So everything's on track for the Wild. So they feel good about themselves. And but, you know, it's funny. I had Mike Modano on the podcast yesterday, and we were talking about – I kind of finished it asking him about Kaprizov, and he's just, you know, he's got so many great things. And coming from a guy like Modano talking about another player like Kirill, you know, it's genuine, and you know, the guy's legit. And we all know he's legit, but you know, I don't know if it could happen at a better time for this team. And, you know, being this close to playoffs, is this not going to be like a trade deadline blockbuster deal?
Well, that's interesting you mentioned that, because at the trade deadline, they picked up Gustav Nyquist, who might be available for the playoffs. And that's another interesting insertion.
Well, I think, you know, let's look close to home. I mean, Jim Neal has done some of the similar things. I mean, you look at some of the subtle moves that he picked up, and I'll start with, you know, Colin Miller. I really like what Colin Miller, I'm not going to say he's a top two defenseman, but I like what he brings to the table.
Yeah.
When they went out and got Luke Glendening, you know what he brings to the table. Marchment, you know, I know he hasn't had the offensive year and a couple injuries here and there, but I think that when Jim picked up the guys that he did for the Stars team, he had in mind, I'm making a certain team for the playoffs. You know, we're a good team. I'm going to add some things on the fringe. And that's why, you know, you get to the trade deadline. And we talked about that, you know, like, you know, to add Max. I mean, I think it's a good move. And the thing is, it's like Max Domi, there's a reason he's been on, five or six teams now?
Yeah, five teams. Short,
right? I mean, he looked great in game one. Yeah. I mean, he looked great. And he still is. And it's the fact of him, you know, continuing to be that guy, because if he can and Marchman gets back, but what I think these GMs are doing is they're going, okay, now it's time to tweak and add a piece here and a piece there that's going to help us when we get to, you need glue guys when you get to the playoffs. You have your top guys. You got Joe and Hintz and, you know, I mean, and Robo, you have those guys, but it's a different game. And sometimes those glue guys send a message and drag the high-end guys into the fight. Because it's not – playoffs aren't where you just kind of tap dance through, you know, seven games in 14 days. And you got to be able to watch some of these kind of guys dig in and play and leave everything out there every game. And there's things that you have to fight through. Things are going to get tougher on your top players. They always do. And the ones that can fight through all that, generally they're the ones that – they'll be part of the group that wins that particular round.